Shock the System. Welcome to Dank Discussions with me, Calican CEO Maynard Breslow. In each episode, you'll learn from the trailblazers, leaders, entrepreneurs, and influencers in the ever-moving, ever-growing cannabis industry. Hey everybody, welcome to Dank Discussions. Today we're joined by Lacey Pullard. Lacey is a holistic nutritionist, transpersonal hypnotherapist, life coach, and also the creator of 360 Whole Wellness. Thanks for joining us today, Lacey.
Thank you. How are we doing out there?
Yes. Amazing. Life is good. What can I say? Life is good. You know, grateful. So, and you know, let's start off easy. Where are you based out of today?
I'm based in Lake Charles, Louisiana, down south in the boot, honey. That's where I'm at.
Wow, very good. You know, it's so funny. You know, obviously right now we're recording this. It's February. It's Mardi Gras. And, you know, we talk about Louisiana. We talk about great food. We talk about great culture. We talk about awesome, you know, great people. A lot of, obviously, history. But one thing that we don't necessarily talk about so much, I guess, is wellness, right? Wellness, I don't know, maybe right. Maybe not, you know? Maybe there's a whole thing that I'm missing out on and I'm making assumptions, but I would love to hear definitely, you know, your background and kind of take me all the way back to tell them the story of now how you have 360 wellness, how you became a holistic coach and being able to do that.
Oh, great. It's a journey. So... back in 2013, I was close to like 300 pounds. Now, keep in mind, I'm a 6'1" woman, kind of broad in stature, you know, figural. But at that time, I just didn't have any confidence. I didn't have any, you know, self-love going on. Oh. And 2013, that's when I decided to like take away the sodas, take away, you know, stop eating from the fast food places. And I was just basically eating like, you know, lean protein, chicken, broccoli, you know, dark leafy greens, grains and everything.
Sorry to cut you off there. Was there anything 2013, you know, that kind of sparked that, you know, all of a sudden, you know what, I got to change my life. I got to do something with my health. Was there something outside that happened that kind of set that in motion, or was it just kind of like, you know what, that's it. I gotta make a change in my life.
It was like I was tired of myself. I didn't like myself, and I was like, you know, I need to be the one to change this. Mm-hmm. So that's when I just said, okay, I'm gonna put my big girl panties on, and I'm going to do this. Yeah. So. That's what got me started because I want to, you know, feel good about myself again. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And two more years down the line, 2015, now I was getting a little spiritual and things like that. So I had cut out pork, you know. I was kind of following like a biblical diet at the time. And so I cut away from, you know, eating catfish, all the seafood, and, you know, especially pork. And I noticed that, you know, I'm always open to learn how you. I never really stay constant at things or something like that. Somebody's always come into my life to teach me something else. I'm very open and receiving. And 2 years after that, that's when I just let, you know, I decided to become a plant-based eater. You know, strictly plant-based, no dairy. You know, I don't really like to say, you know, I'm vegan, vegetarian, because, you know, I don't really want to, you know, overwhelm people, because probably, you know, I have a lot of vegan vegetarians. They like to point fingers and things like that. You know, I just want to let people know whatever your choice is, it's your choice. This is my choice. I just like to be open with it, you know, and just give people that sense of respect. And so since I became plant-based, this is when the Southwest Institute of Healing Arts came into my lap. And I was like, oh my goodness, because I knew since I was going on this journey that I wanted to help people. I just didn't want to be like a doctor or a nurse or something like that. I didn't really want to go into that type of field, though I'm not knocking it at all. I respect nurses. I respect doctors. Y'all have more patients than me to finish some school like that. Y'all are awesome. But I know this is the route that I wanted to go. Uh-huh. Because I always had a thing for like herbs and, you know, natural healing. healing, you know, alternative healing. And that's what led me to the Sweetheart, as we call it. And then I got my certification as a holistic nutrition specialist, transpersonal hypnotherapist, and life coach.
Wow, amazing. Now, you talk about the spirituality coming in. You know, I know obviously, you know, we all have different also beliefs with that as well. You know, have people on who are devout Christians or people who may be completely on another side, you know, Reiki practitioners. And there's all, you know, and I've had Native Americans on here, and there's all kinds of different, you know, I myself am a, you know, what you call, I guess, an observant Jew, you know, keep Shabbat and that fun stuff. But, you know, I think it's such a personal thing, and but it really drives us so much. Wherever a person is, can you talk about it a little bit more? You talked about how you had kind of like a spiritual kind of awakening, so to speak, or kind of took more importance into it. Can you kind of talk to me about that kind of transition as well?
Yeah, most definitely. So I was raised Baptist, down South Baptist. My people thought I was going crazy because I started, you know, doing like, you know, like I say, around 2015, started doing like the biblical diet and everything like that. So they started looking at me like, you know, being, you know, African-American too. They like, you ain't eating no pork. What's wrong with you? And I'm like, well, you know what I'm saying? This is not what I'm doing anymore. You know, they, you know, it took them a while to like really start respecting what I was doing. And then they started to see how I was transitioning out. So, you know, from Baptist, I was like, you know, going into like a Muslim type of, you know, religion. And next thing you know, I just started saying that I'm just a spiritual being having a human experience. And, you know, they kind of, you know, now my family is like, you know, they don't know what the hell I'm doing now. You know what I'm saying? And I like it that way. I really do. I like it that way. I feel like, you know, spirituality, whatever what you choose to do, whatever resonates with you is your personal journey. We all have a destiny, I do believe. And this is me right now, you know, and I mean, I like it. During the time, you know, I was so hardened in my heart, you know, but now it's beginning to open. I mean, I share love with any walking creature. I don't care if it's human. I don't care if it's an ant in mine. You know what I'm saying? I don't care if it's wind, a tree, a plant. I'm sharing love with it. And I'm going through these steps, you know, it kind of just unraveled or shed the skin that I had going on with myself. And I'm happy with it. You know, people ask me like, what kind of juice you on? I'm like, it's not juice, it's just positivity. You know what I'm saying? Because now that I have that, you know, that shaking up, because at one point in time, you know, when you stay constant in things, you feel like you're always right. You can't humble down. You know, you can't really accept that, hey, sometimes maybe you are wrong. You know, it's okay. You know what I'm saying? And when I finally got that sense of humbleness, that's when I knew I was like, yeah, I'm on something right now. You know, and now I feel like, you know, we as human beings, we're more than just flesh and blood. You know, I feel like, hey, you know, the soul creator, you know, its DNA, our spirit within, you know, just like we got our mother and father DNA that created us. Okay, so we have like the supernatural DNA, our spirit. We can do what we want. We can create what we want. You know what I'm saying? We have the power. And I'm sticking with that right now.
Amazing. Yeah. Amazing. You say your family look kind of sideways, right? They're like, oh man, what the hell is she into, right? But I mean, look, you've completely transformed your own life, right? You've turned your whole life around. And, you know, you have a business and everything. So do they still look at you funny, or they say like, okay, maybe she's on to something now, you know? Or is it just kind of honestly, like, you know, it's already been what, 6-7 years since you've transformed your life, you know, your own wellness, right?
Right. And now they're like, maybe Lacey is on to something now. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, you know, I mean, talk to me. I'm an open book.
I love it.
Yeah, it's all good.
And then, you know, so you're doing this you know, hypnotherapy, transpersonal hypnotherapist, wellness coach, life coach. And now, you know, you've ventured into, you know, CBD, but, you know, talk to me about your whole history with cannabis, you know, how does it go? I mean, it's well documented on here. I'm a cannabis user since I was 15, you know, using it for ADHD. And, you know, now in hindsight, now I can see that. And, but everybody has their own personal history with that as well, you know? So talking mm-hmm. to me about how your relationship with cannabis and how it's led to what you're doing now as well.
Oh, wow. Okay. So from, let's say, pre-K on till when I got to college, mm-hmm. I was a square, straight up square. And, you know what I'm saying? And like my parents, you know, they told me don't do drugs, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, okay, well, I got freedom. So now I ain't got to worry about somebody over my shoulder, nothing like that. So I went to like this house party with some of my close friends that, you know, came to me the same college, Southern University out in Baton Rouge. We had this house party. And so they were smoking. So I was like, you know what? I never did this. Now, I had friends that had smoked before me, but I was like, this is my time. This is my time to try it. And so it finally, you know, my friends was like, Lacey, if you haven't done this before, you don't need to do it. I'm like, I did it before. Lying my tail off, you know, and tried it out. I was like, OMG. This is what I've been missing all my life. You know, and ever since then, it was like, you know, each week I'm trying, you know, I'm calling home like, hey, y'all, I need some money. I need to get this. I need toilet tissue. Other words, I'm trying to buy me some weed. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So ever since then, you know, I would come home. I would have my personals. It was just, I love the sense of how it cleared my mind out. It's like I can pack the world on my shoulders now. I just love that feeling. It's like it opens up areas in my mind that, you know, I feel like I can concentrate and I can feel like I could, you know, I could tap into those creative energies within myself. And that's what I really love about it. Headaches are gone, you know what I'm saying? And I, you know, I can really understand when you talked about, you know, with ADHD, you know, because I mean, if I'm not interested, I'm not going to focus on it either. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? So, like, you know, that helped with that. It helped me to focus. I mean, usually when I read sober, I just skim through instead of just taking my time to have that patience to read a passage how I'm supposed to read. And that's what I love about the effects with it. And going on down the journey, you know, especially how I got into CBD, like, you know, a guy, he contacted me. He was like, you know, hey, you heard about CBD? I'm like, yeah, it's everywhere now. You know what I'm saying? Of course I know about it. And, you know, then he opened up the door for me to start, you know, distributing to sell CBD products. And I was like, yeah, because I believe in the wellness behind it. I believe that it does help with anxiety. It does help with depression. It does help with like post-traumatic stress disorder or, you know, ADHD and relieving pain, even, you know, enhancing, radiating the skin, you know, bringing elasticity back into your, you know, your skin. I believe in all of that because one thing I do know is that, you know, this plant and our body and our systems as a human, it shares the same similarities of minerals. So it's like, you know, instead of you, you know, you taking something to take away those minerals by taking, you know, this plant is here to enhance, to, you know, bring out, to, you know, pump you up with those minerals. So yeah, definitely. And that's how my journey started. So now I just, you know, if you go on my website, www.360wholewellness.com, I do have a link for the CBD products too, that you can go there and look through all what we have going on. So definitely, yeah. So I just added it as an addition, added something into the pot.
Very good. Yeah, yeah. Right. In the pot, so to speak. Very good. So I guess, you know, now that you have, you know, you come from all these different, first of all, you know, from your own background and everything, but also you have clients that are seeking so many different things. Tell me your experience, I guess, with your clients. and being able to offer these products and kind of their own personal, you know, how their experience has been, I guess, since you know, working with you, using the products and everything like that.
Most definitely. Okay, so especially we're doing with like wellness coaching. A thing that I like to do before we even get started towards the goal, I like to work on the mind first. Because I believe this, like if you are not in a good state, you know what I'm saying, you're not going to want to work towards it, you know, if you feel what I'm saying. Example, if you're depressed, you're not going to, you know, feel motivated to work like this is what I want to do. Or, you know, I just don't, you know, I don't feel, my spirits are low, I don't feel like going towards it. So like somebody that, you know, is going through that, I would offer them like, you know, an oil dispenser or, you know, some gummies, even some mints, you know, because it not only does it help with, you know, pain relief or anything, it does help with, you know, those mind altering type of emotions that go, that happen. Because what I need for the client to do is I need them to speak, you know, good of themselves. I need them to think good of themselves. You know what I'm saying? I need them to affirm themselves so they can feel and, you know, work towards what they're trying to aim for. So, yeah, so definitely like, say for instance, you know, a client, you know, they just like, I speak so low of myself. And I'm like, well, no, it's time, you know, we got to change. We got to transition that thinking. You know what I'm saying? Usually what we call it is gremlin talk. That's just gremlins in the mind.
There's so many different words for it, but we all know it as a human experience, right? We all know what it is. That, you know, right. That roommate, you know, that's, and then our own bodies and our own heads, you know, just reading the
untitled. Exactly.
And talks about that same thing as a lot. So I know we can all relate to that. So go on.
Yeah, so like, yeah, we got to transition that thinking. So here, you know, I could, you know, push this CBD product. It helps with that, you know, helps you bring up your spirits, helps you, you know, calm, ease that feeling out the way. But you still got to look, you still got to put your work in too. You know what I'm saying? You still got to affirm yourself. You still got to believe in yourself. And that does take time. But I'm just saying, you know, when using this, this can help you along the way. Because, I mean, anything we try to do, we got to put the work out. Just like I say, my motto is you got to see it, you got to believe it, then you have to put the energy behind it to work towards it, to achieve it in your reality. Mm-hmm. And that goes back to us being the powerful beings we are to create what we got going on in our lives. Definitely.
Wow, well, incredible. Definitely. So I guess, you know, now you have this business, you've gone through all the schooling, everything. And going really well, you know, and really happy to see what you're doing, you know, in the industry, and not only, you know, within cannabis, but within wellness as a whole, obviously, you know, and health, because I think obviously our society is really looking for that, or we need it, that's for sure. So I guess, what has been your biggest obstacle that you face, you know, as a business, how have you been able to overcome it?
Honestly, my biggest obstacle when I just finished school was battling myself to do it. That was my biggest obstacle. I was worrying about, like, I know I'm knowledgeable and this and this and that, but I was really fighting myself to really get started. And so I was like, one day I was like, you know what? Screw this. You know, this is what I'm here to do. This is my mission. I'm here to help people on a mind, body, spirit, emotional level. I just need to get up and go ahead and just do it. See, Nike knew what they was talking about when they said, just do it. Because even like, you know, even with dealing with people, because I work in a gym atmosphere also. And people's like, you know, I just don't feel like, you know, going to the gym and working out and stuff like that. I said, you're never going to feel like doing it. You're not going to feel like doing it. It's just, you just got to do it. You know, you just got to X out those thoughts and just get up and go. And so that's what I had to do with myself. Just do it, you know, start promoting, you know, telling people word of mouth and everything. This is what I got going on, you know, and then boom, you know, you get started. You're doing what you love to do. You're living your life path, you know? So that was my hardest obstacle, I promise you.
yourself. I guess we all have that kind of thing, you know, where I always talk about it. It's like, you learn by doing so much, right? You know, we can sit here and we can theorize everything and we can learn, and we need to learn, and we need to have a plan, a business plan, and we need to know what we're doing. Mm-hmm. And obviously, you know, so much of it has to do with, you know, preparation and everything, and, you know, not doing it by the seat of our pants. But at the same time, I think so many times we can, you know, like they say, it's, I didn't make it up, but it's analysis paralysis, right? Where it's just like, you're waiting for the right time to jump in. Is the water warm? All these, sometimes you just got to get in. You just got to jump in, get your ass kicked, you know, fail, get up, keep learning, keep going. Because, you know, regardless of whether or not you know everything, you can know the book frontwards, backwards, every single way, have all the mentors in the world, even have all the capital in the world, everything that you need. No matter what, you're still going to get your ass kicked. Like, no matter what's happening, no matter what kind of resources you have, no matter what kind of preparation, you're still going to have a lot of failures. You know, you look at people all the time, you know, all up and down, all these business gurus or spiritual gurus, every kind of people who you know, who have a lot of experience in things, they say the same thing, you know, fall hard and fall often, you know, just make sure you get back up. I think it's part of the human experience. So, I mean, I totally agree with that. I love that you share that. And I think a lot of times we talk on this, we talk obviously a lot about business, and I love entrepreneurship. We love about that. But something else I love is that kind of that spirituality aspect, or also that aspect of challenging ourselves, right? Like you said, like, who, the only person I need to be better than is myself yesterday, right? So,
right.
You know, I don't have to worry about whatever else is doing or thinking or whatever else. It just has to be with, you know, what manner, like, the time's going to pass whether or not you're doing it or not, right? So I might as well just get in there and start doing it. And then from there, we'll learn, you know? So I love that.
Yes, most definitely. Firm believer that you're going to fail. You got to fail. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And that's the only way you're going to know, you know, like they say, without failures, we won't know what mistakes not to make, if I said that right. You know what I'm saying? So with these failures, they help us. How did it say? It's like with every lesson, it's like basically you are done with the lesson. Oh my goodness, I can't get the thought in my head. Basically back to mistakes. You gotta have mistakes. And then when you overcome that mistake, then you have learned the lesson, if that makes sense.
That's it. 100%. Now I guess, you know, you have these CBD line as well. Can really get into that, but I guess what's been kind of the biggest challenge of being in the cannabis industry as well. I think, what challenges do you see facing us today that we need to improve on here?
Oh man, like challenges in the cannabis industry. I live in Louisiana in the South, you know, and it's like, it's challenging to like get people to like, you know, move towards this type of product. You know, because they like, you know, it's a lot of industrial work down here, you know, plant work, construction work, things like that. And, you know, people, they, you know, they're scared to use it. And I'm like, no, y'all, this is not, you know, this is not THC, this is CBD, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, getting them comfortable to even, you know, want to try the product, that's a challenging stump right there. Because, you know, some of them, like, even when they work in the industrial areas, you know, their supervisors are boss of like any form of marijuana in your system, and then poof, you're out of a job. So it's like fighting against that is a challenge. It really is. But then you got those that, you know, like, oh yeah, you know, I believe in this stuff, I think this stuff is great, you know, I'm tired of, you know, taking, you know, medications and stuff like that. So it's like either side, you know, you got both sides you're working with down here. But hopefully, I believe, you know, there's going to be a day that we don't have to worry about all that, you know what I'm saying? That every, you know, that it's going to be okay for people to use, basically what I'm saying. So the challenges that I'm really facing. Yeah.
Yeah, no, definitely. I think obviously a lot of education goes into it. We talk about that a lot. You know, people that have their own preconceived notions, obviously, you know, I mean, even the stigma against THC in general, I think is unwarranted for a lot of reasons, but even that, you know, even on the hemp side and different cannabinoids besides THC, people seem to not have much understanding still. And it's still, you know, it's understandable, but I definitely agree that that's something that, you know, we have to get that real down, right? We have to get that really squared away where people still have those kind of questions. Like I said, it's still early on, so I don't want to go, but these are things that are to be very clear about, you know, what is intoxicating, what isn't intoxicating, what are the effects, what aren't the effects. You know, I think they're it's something that people have common misconceptions about, obviously.
Yeah, that's what it is, misconceptions, just because they don't know, you know. I mean, I don't like to use the word ignorance, but ignorance just means you don't know, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, when you start to, you know, obtain the knowledge that you need to know, then, voila, eureka, things start to open up. So, like, you know, when I feel like when, you know, they're educated on the right topics, on the right things, then, you know, they'll be more open to try different things.
Wow, exactly. Amazing. Amazing. Cool. So, you know, obviously, just being, we're talking about entrepreneurship and having a business and how tough it can be. You know, one thing is for sure, we live in a society, a lot of people are doing this, right? So I guess what makes you and 360 Whole Wellness memorable amongst your competitors against, you know, other life coaches, other holistic nutritionists that you feel like you can impart here it separates you?
Yeah, most definitely. I don't see a lot of wellness coaches pushing, you know, cannabis out there. You know what I'm saying? They might have their own thing going on, but I ain't knocking them. Everybody got their own way of doing things. But I feel like, you know, I like cannabis. You know, this can help my clients in ways too. So I feel like that's my little purple cow moment. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like doing something different. Because I like to be different. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying I'm trying to be better than anybody. I'm just saying that this is my way of doing things. And ain't no telling. You know, might add some more type of stuff going on. You know, the trees is growing in different ways. And that's how I like it. You know what I'm saying? And that's the thing about entrepreneurship. You know, if you're lucky enough, you can go one route, but, you know, it's about expanding. It's about growing. It's about being different, being creative. And I'm, you know, that's how I'm looking at things. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I feel like, hey, I am doing something different. You know, I got a purple cow.
Love it. So cool. So what can we expect from you and 360 Whole Wellness in the future?
Expect the empowering, motivating, healing to a certain extent. Let me put my quotations, healing. And shoot, you might see me, you know, high in the higher cannabis industry, you know what I'm saying? Next thing you know, I might be, you know, selling the real thing. You know,
that's it. Like, you know, things are changing all the time. One thing we know about the cannabis industry, the compliance is changing, the regulations are changing, the laws are changing, and they're hopefully going the right direction. You know, we see a lot of places we need things to change, obviously, but who knows how things are going. Well, that's for sure.
Exactly. Oil, edibles, it can go a long way. Amazing. I'm open for it. I'm open to receive. Yes.
Very good. So cool. So, and how do you, you know, I ask everybody on this podcast, it's my favorite question. So how do you define success, whether it's professionally, personally, existentially? What does success look like for you?
Success. Oh boy, success. What it looks like for me, it's trialing, but it's comfortable at the same time. Even though this may, you know, be contradictory because I'm saying it's comfortable at the same time, but even though you have to step out your comfort zone, got to get out of that. Uh-huh. You got to step out the square, but the fruits of your labor will be rewarding. You know what I'm saying? You just got to, you know, keep pushing, keep striving, keep seeing yourself do it. The brain doesn't know what's reality or what is imaginary. See yourself do it. If you see it, you got it. You just got to bring it on to this reality. And, you know, that's, yeah, that's a set for me, you know.
Very good. Very good. I love it. Well, thank you so much. You know, as, yes, you know, I appreciate that. 100% I agree with that. So I guess as we close, how can listeners find out more about you, connect with you, 360 Whole Wellness, and talk to you?
My website, www.360whole wellness.com. I'm on Facebook as well, facebook.com/360whole wellness. You can hit me up on Instagram as instagram.com/humblelight89. And yeah, shoot me a message. I'm always by my phone, you know. Anything you want to ask me, I'm an open book. You know, talk to me. I'm very, you know, very people-like.
Very good. Very good. No, yeah, very easy to get a hold of. Very easy to talk to, that's for sure. So, Lacey, I appreciate you. I appreciate your time. And good luck for you, the West of 2020 and beyond.
Well, thank you so much. It was such a pleasure to be here. All to the listeners, thank you so much for, you know, listening to me too. And if you never want me to come back, just you know how to contact me, boo.
Easy, easy. Thanks so much.
We at Calican are passionate about cannabis marketing, branding, and web design. If you're a cannabis entrepreneur and you know you need an uptick in business or an upgrade in the way your customers perceive you, come check us out at calican.com and schedule a time to speak with us today.
Thanks for listening in to Dank Discussions, and we are so grateful for each and every one of you. We want to continue making dank content you want, so give us some feedback about the topics you want covered. Feel free to reach out to us at grow@calican.com. That's CALACANN.com, and follow us on Instagram for our latest updates.